Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, Tommy.
All right, Tommy, how do you do your dip?
Okay, so my secret is to use the Wegmans brand hot sauce. It is so good.
Okay.
So good.
And
a lot of mild cheddar.
Mild cheddar, okay.
Yeah.
And then what kind of chicken do you use?
I usually, sometimes I'll use rotisserie, but I like to use just chicken breast cooked and shredded.
Oh.
Okay, and so then now how you cook the chicken breasts, everybody does it different. Are you boiling?
Sometimes, well, most of the time I'll boil it, yeah, because it's easier to shred that way.
Okay, yeah. And when you're shredding, two forks, or do you have special utensils?
Sometimes I use my KitchenAid. Most of the time I use my KitchenAid. Other times I use two forks.
Wow, you're even taking out the KitchenAid to blend up your chicken?
Yes, it works so much easier for people that don't really like to, you know, touch the chicken or if it's hard for their hands. So it works really well.
Yeah, so you're really shredding the chicken.
Yes.
So with my scoop, I'm not getting a chunk of chicken in that dip, am I?
No, you're going to get, like, perfect amount of chicken, but it won't be just chicken. And I like a lot of chicken, so for me, I mean, it works well.
Okay, now you have not mentioned cream cheese.
I do use cream cheese, and sometimes I even use the ranch packets, the powdered.
Ooh.
And it makes it so good.
All right, so, and I haven't heard any blue cheese in your buffalo wing sauce.
I don't like blue
cheese. Okay, so you just, and so with the mild cheddar, is it mixed in or on top?
Both.
Both, okay. And how much, a whole package?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I never, like, there's never any leftover cheese on, you know, in that pack.
There shouldn't be,
like, it's all going into the dip.
I better hoard the cream cheese. I thought of that. I'm going today.
Yeah, you
should go to get a bunch of blocks and hoard up.
Last year,
I think I read, yeah, there was one day
hard
I was
to
like,
get.
Where was it? I'm like.
How many, for like an 8x8, like a square glass pan, how many blocks of cream cheese?
More than one, either like 1.5, sometimes 2. It depends.
1.5, sometimes 2. Really? So you'll just leave that half of a block of cream cheese in the fridge?
I don't like to, but sometimes my kids like to make their own, so I'll set the little half aside and give them a little bit of everything, and they can make their own.
Oh, I love that your kids are making their own. Why? What are you doing wrong in yours that they need to fix the ingredients?
They just like to be involved, and my son, he's got some sensory stuff going on, so they like to, you know, play with everything.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Hey, it's a good lesson, and you're teaching them well. I think from an early age, every child in Buffalo needs to know how to make the wing dip, you know?
I agree.
It's one of those life skills that I think every person, if you're from Buffalo, you need to be able to make that for a party. Yeah. And are you going all out and buying the scoops?
I do buy the scoops. I do.
Yeah.
Bougie.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, I love your style. Thank you for calling. 716-265-0985. What is your recipe for chicken wing dip? Now, that's different because there wasn't any blue cheese crumbles in that one. And a lot of people do like the blue cheese crumbles. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Jen.
All right, Jen, how do you do your chicken wing dip?
So I actually have never boiled chicken because I think that's disgusting.
Okay.
Sorry. I actually cook it with fresh garlic. And I let it simmer, and I use 2 packets of shredded cheese, 1 sharp, and 1 mozzarella. And I use Frank's hot sauce, blue cheese, and I add a little bit of garlic to it.
Oh, you're a garlic girl. All right, when you say you cook it with fresh garlic, what are you doing with the chicken? Are you putting it in the oven?
Oh, no. Pan fry it.
Oh,
nice.
A plot twist. Pan fried garlic chicken. Okay. And then how are you getting the chicken shredded for the dip?
I use 2 forks, and yeah. I sit there. I take forever, and I shred it.
Good. Okay. Thank you for calling. 716-265-0985. Trying to get the perfect recipe for the wing dip on Sunday. Hi, who's this?
Courtney.
All right, Courtney, what's your recipe?
I use the rotisserie chicken, actually from Walmart. It's already shredded up and in the package, and then I just shred it a little bit more.
Yeah, it's easy. Yeah, their particular rotisserie is pretty easy to shred. I'm not saying overcooked, but it comes apart pretty easy.
But with rotisseries, sometimes there's barbecue, plain, you know, the herb one. What one are you using?
It's just on the skin.
Is it just on
the
skin?
It's just the traditional.
Okay, just like the plain? Okay, and any other secret?
It's not plain. It is seasoned, but it's not, seasoned. Yeah.
Okay, and any other secret ingredients in yours?
I do not use blue cheese. I use a block of cream cheese, and I use a half a cup of ranch and a cup of hot sauce.
Wow. And are you going with Frank's?
Oh, yeah, always.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, I mean, we were just talking to Tommy, and she was using Wegmans hot sauce, so I just have to make sure. I have to double-check all these ingredients. Thank you. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How do you do your buffalo chicken wing dip?
I like to mix it with a little ranch dressing and blue cheese dressing together. Use a little Rudy's in there instead of using all ranch or all blue cheese.
Okay. And then what about cream cheese?
I like to use the recipe that's on the Frank's bottle, and then I just kind of adapt with the ranch and the blue cheese. So I use whatever they recommend for the cream cheese.
Do you feel like you're kind of disrespecting buffalo when you mix the ranch and the blue cheese? Because that's a thing.
I know it is a thing, but I tend to use a little more blue cheese than ranch.
Okay.
I am a fan of ranch dressing. I love blue cheese, but I don't like the blue cheese crumbles. I'm not a fan of blue cheese crumbles, so I leave them out completely.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling. This is Pam. She's got board certified chicken wing dip. All right, Pammy, because I know everybody loves your chicken wing dip.
Well,
how do you do it?
I believe Patrick and William have my recipe.
Yeah.
First of all, you have to use a crock pot that you guys start early. Two bricks of cream cheese. Two bricks.
Yep. Two bricks.
I do four chicken breasts, boiled, shredded. I do four cups of sharp cheddar cheese. And maybe a cup and a half to 2 cups of Frank's. And then after it's all, you know, been cooking and gooey all day, then I'll put the crumbles on the top, the blue cheese crumbles.
Okay, the crumbles on the top. Scoops?
Yeah. Well, Dana doesn't like scoops. I do.
What does Dana like? Carrot sticks?
What is his issue with scoops?
He doesn't like scoops. He's crazy. He likes the giant triangles. I hate those.
But no. I agree with that. How do you stay married to somebody who doesn't like scoops?
You know, it's been 35 years of pure hell. I don't know.
Haha, Dana, you're not on the phone. All I know is that you have legendary chicken wing dip. What time, if you're doing it in a crock pot, do you need to start cooking it so it's ready for 12 noon before the game?
I would throw it in on, I like to do it kind of on low, so I would do it maybe 4 hours before. So you have to cook your chicken before that, you know, and then shred it up.
Yeah.
So, and then it's nice because then it's not boiling over. It's just nice and gooey.
Yeah, nice. Yours is legendary, so I stand by this recipe. All right, and the blue cheese crumbles just on top.
Just on top, yeah. Just on top. Not even in it.
Well, you have me at the blue cheese crumbles. Follow-up question, do you deliver?
I will deliver, yes. I will bring it in a crock pot. You will have to give me a crock pot.
That's fine. Here's the problem I have. Like, sometimes you can just go get a store-bought whatever, but it's in a flimsy container. Even when it's kind of that very light, steely kind of container, it doesn't work because you need some weight to it. Otherwise, you go for the dip, and if it's not super hot, then you're moving the container across the table trying to get your scoop and get the good stuff out of there. It doesn't work.
Nick, I was at Target trying to get, I needed more the containers, like storage containers for food, and I ended up in the crock pot section. Do you know they make crock pots that have lid clips?
Yeah.
Do you have one of those, Pam?
I have two of those, and they're like, yeah, you can actually use them as like serving dishes, and they've got right. clips on them. They're so, so nice.
So you can travel with them, so the top isn't like, you don't have to worry about the top coming off.
Oh,
I almost bought one, but then I knew Pam had two, so I didn't.
I actually think I have two of the serving and two regular. I think I have four or five crock pots. I know. Yeah. It's a problem. I know.
It's a thing. Well, you gotta if you're in Buffalo. All right. Thanks, Pammy. Appreciate you. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What's your buffalo wing dip?
Okay. So I have tested this several times. My name is Alicia, just so you know. I get requests all the time.
Okay.
Here it is.
I'm excited, Alicia. I'm really excited because several times is like, I don't know, in my world, 20. Go ahead.
More than that. This past holiday season, I had so many requests. It was insane. Okay, so rotisserie chicken. Just shred it up, bite-sized pieces. Put it in a bowl. 1 cube of cream cheese. 1 cup of shredded cheddar. We do 1 cup of ranch. There's a reason. So mix that together, and then 1 cup of Frank's, mix more.
Do you hear the silence because you put ranch dressing in your buffalo chicken wing dip? It was like crickets, but I'm letting you continue.
That's the loudest shade I've
ever heard. I know, right?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I will tell you why. Okay, so for the longest time, I would say for like 3 years, I would put two out, one with Rudy's and one with Hidden Valley Ranch. And the one with Rudy's always had a ton of leftovers.
Oh.
And so now I'm like, if people don't like it, I'm not going to make it, you know? So now people ask me, over the holidays, I made six.
Six. Wow. Go, girl.
People text me all the time, what's your recipe? Can you bring it? Can I pay you for it? For the container, I use a Pyrex, and it has a top to it. And it comes in like the thermal shell.
Yeah,
so you
I love that.
It up and you bring it with you. So definitely has to be strong and sturdy. And there it is.
But you said ranch mix. Are you talking about the packet or the bottle of ranch dressing from Hidden Valley?
I do the bottle. And honestly, you can sub out for Rudy's if you want. It's excellent. I do like it. But it doesn't go at a party. I've done it so many times. There's leftovers.
Any blue cheese crumbles on top or anything like that?
You can. We make our own, like, fresh red peppers from our peppers from our garden. You can put that on top as well, mix that in. People love that. But the chips, that's important, too. You need to have a Tostitos, the one that is, like, a little cup shape.
Scoops.
Yeah.
Scoops.
Yeah, the scoop. You have to have that. People go crazy for it.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I'm blown away that you grow peppers in a garden, and how do the deer not eat it?
Yeah, I don't know. We have a couple fences. My dad puts chicken wire around it.
There you go.
Okay, I got it. Yeah,
my husband, I don't think he's listening. He's a teacher in Tonawanda, but we've done ghost peppers. We've done all the variants.
Ghost peppers? Who's consuming a ghost pepper?
If you make your own, like, sauces, it's good. But, dehydrate them, you know.
Do you have a miniature donkey like Jelly Roll and miniature cows?
Donkey.
It sounds like you live,
I live like French and Bordeaux. Like, I live in, like, the suburbs.
Oh, that's the farming community.
Yeah.
It is not. I live out there.
At least you don't grow any peppers.
Wait, so you can't.
Other than your hydroponics, you really aren't much of a farmer at all.
Whoa. Hey, you're allowed two plants.
I feel like I don't need to know that.
The rotisserie chicken is definitely the key.
Okay, the rotisserie chicken. And what flavor rotisserie chicken?
Okay, barbecue is top.
Mm-hmm. Okay, see, you guys, like, thank God I asked these questions. Because I would have gone and bought the regular one. And then this amazing chicken wing dip that she's made several bunches of, I would have bought not the barbecue. Okay, barbecue.
Yeah, barbecue. People are listening. They'll be like, yes, you finally made it in.
Oh, yeah. It's Alicia with the good dip. Alicia. She's on the radio.
So, Alicia, all right, so one rotisserie barbecue chicken, a block of cream cheese, a cup of cheddar, a cup of the Hidden Valley Ranch dressing, a cup of Frank's hot sauce.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Am I forgetting anything else?
No, super simple. Do the Pyrex, do the thermal zip around so it stays hot. People don't want to be bothered at a party. You just whip it out.
Yeah.
People rave about it all night.
Oh, they whip it out. I am going to make yours, and I'm going to make Pam's, and it's going to be a contest.
Oh,
I'll report okay. back which one gets eaten more at my party on Sunday.
Okay, I like it.
Okay, awesome. When do you make this? What day do you start on your dip?
Honestly, you could do it day before for, like, Christmas and New Year's. I made six. I'm not even kidding.
Love
so
it.
I made... You just keep on shredding the chicken. Like, I bought six rotisserie chickens because each one, you have to have, like, the good amount of chicken. So, I
yeah.
mean, day before, same day, doesn't really matter.
So, what is your house like during a Bills game, or do you go somewhere else?
No, it's crazy. We have kids. We have little kids, so I like to host. Mm-hmm. So, I'll invite everybody. Same thing in the summer. My house is the place to be. So, it's kind of crazy.
I love that. Wow. So where do the kids watch the game, and where do the adults watch the game?
They're running. The kids run feral, so...
yeah.
It's okay.
We have a TV in the garage, TV in the basement, TV in the living room. They're all on. If it's really, really nice out, we'll put one on the deck.
Amazing. But, yeah, I can see that your house is fun. And what is
your... Hopped up on root beer and Skittles. It's a great party.
Feral kids running everywhere.
Go for it.
What will you be wearing for the Bills game on Sunday? Do you have a lucky jersey, lucky hoodie, lucky t-shirt?
No, I actually bought, my mom bought me a starter, like, crew neck sweatshirt from Riddler's.
Oh, cute.
And I've been wearing it for, like, the past 2 years, and it's been doing a really good job. So we'll continue with that.
Yeah. We did suggest earlier this morning on the show that Josh and Haley get married at the stadium so we can all go. How do you feel about that?
I feel good. Let's do it.
I agree. You can bring the dip for everybody. Perfect. Well, thank you for calling. That's a great recipe. I'm going to let you know how it goes. I'm going to try both of them this weekend because they're very different from each other.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and, in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.